Zimbabwe sports lovers are in for a rare treaty when the National Sports Stadium hosts the Super Rugby Show between traditional rivals the Vodacom Bulls and the Toyota Cheetahs on Saturday. This is the preparatory match for the two sides before the Super Rugby Series 2016 program rolls into life on February 26. This is the first time that Zimbabwe will be playing host to a rugby match of this magnitude, and the giant national stadium should be full to the brim despite the high gate charges. Zimbabwe Rugby Union General Manager Sifiso Made says the cheapest seat will be going for as much as $10, while those wishing to sit on the VVIP stand are expected to dish out as much as $100.
Tickets are being sold through web tickets, and I know that they are very prices. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids, we start from $1, $2, which goes on to $10, $25, and of course your VVIP, and I think about $100.
Made says it will be a day to remember, as there will be a host of appetizers prior to the main match.
Exciting games in the morning, starting from 10, where you have Mbare playing Mavuku. Then you have a girls two teams, which will be girls high playing Vainona at 11. You will then have traditional schools, where you have Kyle College playing St. John's College. And then you will have the old rivalry of Prince Edward versus Churchill at 1 o'clock.
Despite the high gate charges, rugby enthusiast Ragarai Manimutira says he'll be there with his family to enjoy the occasion.
So I'll be taking my family there and hope to have a lot of fun. I think it will be an exciting moment to have fun and also watch the game.
Former Daily News sports editor Enoch Mchinjo says, according to his understanding, tickets have been selling like hotcakes. He says those who have been buying tickets include those who do not know anything about rugby.
The most encouraging thing to me is that it has attracted interest from, like I said, non-rugby people, if you want to put it. A lot of people are just going there to have a good day out at the rugby, just to go and enjoy the atmosphere. And I think after five tomorrow, a lot of people are going to leave the National Sports Stadium as new rugby fans.
Mani Mutira, who supports all Dararians in Zimbabwe, says he will be there to rally behind the Toyota Cheetahs, and they remind him of Zimbabwe's own seventh side, the Cheetahs.
I'm banking on the Cheetahs because they are very familiar to me and I've been following their play, so I'll be supporting the Cheetahs because also we have got them here in Zimbabwe.
The two teams are preparing for the start of the World Super Series and will be parading some of the players who featured for South Africa and Namibia at the 2015 World Cup in England, where South Africa finished fourth. The Vodacom Bulls will line up such top-class players as Adrian Strauss and Jan Saffontein, while Cheetahs coach Franco Smith has given Lock Renio Hugo the captaincy. The match will also be a test case for the Zimbabwe Rugby Union's organizational abilities as they prepare to host the ARB Bodies Under-19 World Cup in April. Mchinjo says this will be a learning curve for Zimbabwe's dream to host a successful Junior World Cup.
It will be a learning curve for the Zimbabwe Rugby Union. They are going to learn how to host teams, a world-class team in a country. We rarely have got the opportunity of hosting a tournament like the World Youth Rugby Tournament, which we are hosting.
The Cheetahs will also be using the occasion to launch their away Vodacom Super Rugby jersey for the 2016 season. Last season, the Cheetahs finished 12th, while the Bulls were better in 9th position on the final Vodacom Super Rugby Series standings. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.